Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With regard to the matters of interest, ulama have written one other very important point, that any person who has any haram money, interest money, ill-gotten, stolen money from haram sources, haram business, whatever, then it is compulsory upon him to return it from whom he has taken it. From whoever he has got that haram money, if it was in that form, then it is compulsory to return it to that person. If he cannot return it, then he must ask that person to forgive him. And in any case, he has to work now to pay back that money. If that person he doesn't know who it is, from whom he took it, then it is compulsory on him to give it away in charity, in such a source that will benefit the Muslims and Islam. And if a person's all his money is haram, if he got it, his whole life, his whole business was all haram, then it is compulsory that he gives away everything. If he has bought his house of that haram money, his vehicles, etc., it's compulsory to give all that away. He is only allowed and permitted to keep so much to cover his body, his satr. And this is the punishment for having acquired all that haram money. And of course, it is Allah's system. If a person does that genuinely, sincerely, Allah helps him and Allah will give him of halal much more than the haram also that he had. So that is very, very necessary that a person must come out of this haram. If a person is in haram and he carries on what is ibadat, etc., then that ibadat also is not accepted. Whatever it is, so much so that on haram money there is no zakat also. A person can be a multi-millionaire, but if it is of haram money, then zakat, not only that it is not compulsory, it is in fact, in a sense, haram to give zakat on that. Because zakat is to gain the closeness of Allah, and from haram, a person can't gain the closeness of Allah. And in fact, if he gives zakat, he gives charity from haram, and he hopes of reward from Allah, there is a great fear of kufr for that person. Because Allah is pure, and Allah does not accept impure. So if a person is giving impure, and then he expects the pleasure of Allah, it is like we can easily understand, we give somebody stool to eat, and we expect them to thank us for it. That you gave us stool to eat, who will accept that? Giving zakat to Allah, charity in the path of Allah, of haram, is even worse than giving stool. And then hoping that Allah must reward us on that, there is a great fear of a person losing his iman. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is the great beauty of the kalam, the words of Allah, Allah ended this whole discussion of this interest and haram money with the ayat that fear the day of qiyamah. A person who does all this wrong because he hasn't got the thought of the day of qiyamah, or he's just got it very vaguely, he doesn't know, he doesn't understand what is the day of qiyamah, how severe that day will be. As people have explained, this earthquake that came in Turkey, Syria, it, whatever it measured, but if it has to measure anywhere near 10, this was just for 45 seconds. Most of the earthquakes are just for a few seconds. If it has to be at 10 on the Richter scale, then the earthquake will be for about an hour. And then what will be left? Nothing. Qiyamah day, a person can't imagine what the conditions will be on the day of Qiyamah. As the Quran Sharif says, لَوَتَرَ النَّاسِ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The day of Qiyamah, you will see all people are drunk, but they are not drunk. It's the punishment of Allah that will be so severe. If we just have to consider one aspect, we all will have to cross pull sirat. Nobody can escape that. All will have to pass on his pull sirat. And if we come to a point where that bridge is broken and you can't jump across to the other side, and now you have to fall, you're just going head headlong into Jahannam. And how many, Allah protect us all, forgive us all for our actions, that will be the condition. In fact, it is narrated, there are those people who will, and only the believers will be allowed to cross full Sirat. The others on the day of Qiyamah will be taken and thrown into Jahannam from there. And amongst them are those people who make photos and are involved with photos. They won't even qualify to cross full Sirat. There are other people at the starting point of full Sirat. From there they will be thrown into Jahannam. The kuffar, no question, they won't even qualify to cross full Sirat. They will be thrown into Jahannam from before. And then people will cross up to 70%, more than two-thirds of full Sirat. Then because of ghibat, backbiting. And who of us is not free of backbiting? And we don't make tawbah. They from there, then after almost coming to the end of full Sirat, they will fall down into Jahannam. So any person who has got that in mind, and it's a reality, nobody can escape it, it's going to come. And that is a sign of all the Anbiya and Awliya. One of the signs are that they have full conviction and worry about this all the time. And if we don't even think about it, we don't worry, we just carry on with our life as we want to. As also it is said, a true mu'min is one who fears hypocrisy all the time in him. And a hypocrite is he who doesn't have any fear of hypocrisy. So we should think for ourselves, do I ever think that I'm a hypocrite? I'm not sincere. I'm not true. And nobody can measure to what the requirements of Allah are. So we have to feel guilty all the time. If not, then we need treatment, very, very urgent treatment. Otherwise, maut comes, and if we have to go without iman, all the good deeds we did are all cancelled. Also, only if we go with iman will the good deeds have value also. So a person who has that worry, he will come out of this dream of his. He will come out of this dream world of his, that I'm all right and things are going fine with me. My family, everything is going fine. I'm fine. And he's got no worry. And we can measure that, how much dua we are making to Allah Ta'ala. Each one of us should think 24 hours of our daily life, which are my 2 minutes that I've set aside for dua. If we're thinking dua after Farz Namaz, we know we are all so unmindful. We don't think of anything, it's just not even a formality, not even a rasm that dua. The reality of dua to be asking Allah, which are my 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes that I'm making dua to Allah, that I must cross full Sirat safely, my iman must be intact. Have we got that concern? If not, we are in a dangerous position. So Allah ended this so that then to give up interest, all haram, staying away from haram will become extremely easy for a person. And if not, then a person is involved in this and he justifies himself. And he says that the world today cares, everyone is doing it. All are taking interest, all are living on interest. If everyone is eating the S word in the toilet, doesn't mean I'm justified to eat it also. No, if everyone is going in wrong, doesn't mean now I also can go wrong. That is no justification by Allah Ta'ala. Allah has got His laws, He has made us, we are His slaves, we have to follow His commandments. So if a person brings this fear of the day of Qiyamah, automatically not only with his earnings, all his matters he will be regulated. He won't have to tell, nobody will have to tell him to make namaz. He will be telling other people, all of you make namaz. Nobody will have to tell him, stay away from haram. He will tell other people, all of you stay away from haram. It is this concern of the day of Qiyamah which is required. And this is a very basic thing. And this is the great beauty and the great love of Quran Sharif and Allah Ta'ala for us, that Allah explained in detail all these rulings. And then Allah Ta'ala exhorted, encouraged us with one very root cause, and that is think of the day of Qiyamah. How my maut will come, how my qabr will be, everyone in his own qabr on the day of Qiyamah, and then crossing full sirat, all that person thinks, he corrects his own life. He doesn't need a shaykh in his life. But if a person has 100 shaykhs and the best shuyukh of the world, but he doesn't worry about akhirah, all that 100 shaykhs can't put him right also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us. We are all going to face our qabr, and that is the most important thing. Ma'afiq wa da'wah.